You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
I'm Tammy Rieger, your host for The Now Age, and we are going to explore timeless wisdom for today,
for tomorrow,
and for
The Now Age.
For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age.
Welcome to The Now Age. I'm Thomas Rogers, sitting in for Tammy Rieger. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us at 1-877-932-9766. Thanks for joining us. Each of you has the capacity to be a great healer. If you're willing to open your heart and to learn the skills, you can bring positivity and healing to the world around you. Joining me in the studio is Cynthia Hartline. Cynthia is a psychic, tarot reader, healer, teacher, and the owner of Enchanted Elements in Columbus, Ohio. Her web address is www.enchantedelements.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, we met, a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was more like a month and a half ago, I think.
It's probably been a good month ago.
And I think we met at the ULEs and a couple of things like that.
Briefly.
And you always struck me when I would look and see, I've noticed people's auras and it stood out from the crowd. So when I thought about doing this for Tammy, I you're one of the first names that came to mind.
I hope that was a good thing, standing out in the crowd.
Yeah, actually it is. So at the beginning of the show, I stated that each person has the capacity to be a great healer. And if they're willing to open their heart and to learn the skills to bring positivity and healing to the world, they can bring positivity to the world around them. But I don't even think you have to have skills to be a good healer. If you simply open your heart and have compassion, it can do a lot of good for the world. What do you think about that?
Well, I couldn't argue with that, really. I mean, it depends on how you're defining healing, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, are you making something better? Are you actually curing it? I mean, there's a wide range in there when you're talking about healing someone or something or the situation that they're in. And I think everyone has a capacity to some degree.
Sure.
Just like singing, some are, you know, meant to be virtuosos, and some are meant to carry a lovely tune.
Absolutely. Now, when I'm talking about healing, I'm talking about we can make the world a better place overall, not necessarily bringing wholeness to someone.
Not one person at a time?
Yes, one person at a time. Absolutely. That's the path. That's the method for how we get there. But sure. So, as a healer and a teacher, what has your experience been regarding the capacity of people to heal and bring healing to the world?
Well, I think bringing their own awareness, first of all, opens them up just to the possibilities of it. And once they have that possibility, that hope that maybe they can do a little something and they suspend a little bit of their disbelief, I don't think it's necessary to believe in a thing or to have a skill. But if they can suspend their disbelief long enough to have an experience and to just let something flow through them, I think there's amazing things that they can do. And I kind of like the one person at a time approach.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we can only affect those within our scope of influence at any given time.
Okay.
Well, some people, their scope of influence, if they're, you know, a national personality or, you know, say a politician or, you know, say Dr. Oz, for sake of argument, who reaches a wider audience than someone who sees someone in a shop, for sake of argument.
So you're saying that some of these groups that get together and do the healing grid on the earth itself that have absolutely no connection or idea to the people on the other side of the world are ineffective?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
You're not painting me in that corner at all.
Well, that's what I was afraid you meant.
No, not at all. But I'm saying a lot of times we can reach people directly if we have a larger scope of influence.
Yes.
But those who set up a healing intent can be very powerful.
Extremely.
Very powerful. So what is your definition of healing? That's a really broad word.
That is a broad word. I think if it's bringing comfort to someone, easing the situation, that's healing. That's not necessarily a cure. We've seen, we've participated in a lot of miracles at Enchanted Elements, and sometimes all you can do is help them sleep better as they're going through the process. But normally by the time we see someone, it's their last effort. Do you understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, we see a lot of wonderful things happen, and sometimes all you can do is just make them comfortable. I bet that means a lot.
It does. I spent a decade and a half in emergency medical services, and a lot of times that's what you did. You know, sometimes you're saving a life, but at other times you were just bringing as much comfort as you can to the situation.
Right.
So, and I agree, that's the type of healing that we all want to feel good. We all want to be better than what we are. And sometimes comfort, you know, is being better. So you say you made a distinction between healing and cure.
Yes. And one of the first masters that I studied with, some out there may be familiar with him. He's deceased now, but Enos Yoder. He was Amish. And he made a big distinction there. And when he was teaching us laying on of hands in herbology, it was like, well, you try for it. And what you're trying for is to heal the person. And you hope that it's a cure.